Joining us now is Jessica McHugh, who heads up a grassroots effort to urge Plymouth Marina to pause construction plans. Ms. McHugh, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So what are your concerns with the construction plans?
So our group primarily has two goals. First, we want to increase awareness about the marina's plans. Only a few abutters had to be notified that the marina wants to tear down the oldest building on the Plymouth waterfront. So we'd love for folks to go to our website at plymouthcares.org to learn more. And second, our concern is that we need to work in partnership with the marina on a scope of this project. The guys at the marina are great. We want them to improve their site, but we also need to work together on the environmental concerns, the historical issues, and the look and feel of what they're proposing, because it's going to impact our town for generations to come.
And as you mentioned, one of the big concerns involves a plan to replace a historic building on the site.
That's correct, yeah. So it's the oldest building on our waterfront. It's the old foundry. This is not just a building from the 1860s. It's history that we all connect to every day. You know, during the summer, people take their wedding photos, and high school senior portraits are being taken along that brick facade on Union Street or in Brewster Gardens with the classic cupola in the background. It's a living history, and we all connect to it. And there's a meeting tonight with the Historic District Commission at 7 p.m., and you can go to our website, plymouthcares.org, for that Zoom link. So they're going to talk about a 12-month demolition delay on that historic building.
And you're hoping, and this also follows a meeting from the Conservation Commission last night. What was the outcome of that in relation to this project?
Yeah, so that was our second meeting with the Conservation Commission, and we had another great attendance last night with around 50 people. It was pointed out to the marina again by a few of the commissioners and a few members of the public that their application still lacks some key details about major environmental concerns like flooding. So the marina was asked to really listen to and work with the neighborhood and go back to the drawing board literally, and then come back again to the Conservation Commission on April 19th, hopefully with those improvements.
And as you mentioned, the Historic District Commission meeting tonight at 7.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So go to plymouthcares.org for that link. This is a big meeting for our town. That marina, you know, it's a great marina, but they want to tear down an iconic building on our waterfront right next to Brewster Gardens and Plymouth Rock, and they want to put up another huge warehouse. We asked the marina if they would temporarily pause their permitting process so that more of the community could be informed. They declined. They said there wasn't time. So we're really hopeful that the Historic District Commission tonight helps the marina find that time by voting in favor of the demo delay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. And your website once again, please.
PlymouthCares.org.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.